too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to DMTF number 82. My name is Patrick. I hope you guys are doing great. So today we have a full house. We have back from the dead, Simon. How are you, sir?
I'm still alive. Hello.
Yay. Yay.
Had a busy summer, so hey.
All right. Good busy, at least. Not shitty busy.
Yeah, no, it's good busy. I'm retired, so I can do whatever I please. So I just thought I'd rub that in again, you know, just for good measure. Bit of salt.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, one more for the road. But glad to have you today.
Yep.
For a few minutes at least.
Yes, it's only very briefly. Yes, I have granddad duties to partake in. So
we take what we can get.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. All right, so welcome back. We also have Rebecca in Berlin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm pausing work for this, so I'm glad for the break, although it is a break in which I'll have to talk about Hertha versus Elversberg, I'm afraid. So let's see how good of a break it actually becomes.
Yes, some breaks are better than others. Welcome back. We have Jan. Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I'm busy with the kid. I'm good.
Okay, that's all right. No problem. We have in Ottawa, fellow Canadian, Joel. How are you?
Hello. Morning. Hello.
Bonjour. Morning. All right. So yeah, speaking of morning, it's time to ruin it by talking about the last match against Elversberg.
Oh, do we have to?
Well, we can delay the inevitable, I guess.
The vlog for the game had 30 seconds of playtime.
Oh.
I mean, the vlog was 20-25 minutes, but they only showed 30 seconds of the match. Goal, end.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That was the whole premise. Like, wasn't the title something like, don't worry, no match scenes, something like that, I believe. Which, you got to sell it somehow.
Yes,
understandable. Bundesliga can't even come for the rights. It's just too short of a clip, you know? Like, yeah, exactly. They can't even get it copyright removed.
Smart move.
Yeah, that's fair use. Yeah. Fair use, everything goes. And the 19 other minutes were like either people booing or leaving the stadium, yeah. You know? Horrible.
But not that many people, though. Only 39,000, right?
Yeah, not even 40,000.
Oof.
I missed most of it, but I did see the highlights, or, you know, highlights, air quotes. I saw the first goal, and Dardai completely asleep on the job. That wasn't ideal.
I sat down, was like, okay, today I'm going to watch the match, and maybe that's going to turn the tide. Sat down, oh, okay, the ball is next to the corner. What should happen? Bam, goal, and then I went for another walk, because I didn't want to...
Yeah,
I think Rebecca was there, right?
I was there. I did watch it. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of what we all were worried about, right? Because like Kolbe playing the easy last match was a lot better, like, or a lot better. But yeah, it just was that much better. And then he, of course, got injured and like. Broke, I don't know, like at least one rib, maybe multiple ribs. I'm not sure, but ribs are broken. And now pretty much with the entire squad situation, Dardai has to play more or less, at least if Lytle sticks to a system. So yeah, like I wasn't surprised to see him back, but I was still like, oh no, from like the start pretty much.
I see more stats. Yeah, XG 0.57 to 0.93. Shots 16-7. Yeah, possession surprisingly. 42-58. Okay, I misread that. Not great, Bob. If you watched Mad Men. No, not okay, great. Jesus. Nothing nope. like a reference flying over everybody's head. That's fine. That's no,
no I got
problem.
It. I'm there. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm with that's you. Okay. That's okay.
Fuck's sake, man, you're
that's,
amateur.
That's me for not being able to read the room. But
the room.
Yes, I was going to mention something, but I'll wait until we get to the questions because it might apply. So, okay.
Lots of questions today.
Well,
I think we have to adapt our shout out today.
Sure.
Include the other people.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Here's the first question. You know, why the hell do you follow this team? That would be a, yeah.
What would you be your answer, Simon, to that?
Some collective madness, I think it put it down to. So childhood trauma. I think it's a need to punish myself. That's my theory anyway.
Yeah. My family forced me.
Yes. I had no choice in the matter.
Well, she's Catholic.
The problem is, okay, I know that we have injuries and, you know, that's part of the game, but
important players are missing.
Yes, but there is something to be said about using players at the wrong spots. You know, I think this is becoming a bigger and bigger possible issue. We talked about this a little bit last match, Jan. We mentioned, you know, Cuisance is not used in his best position, among others. So what's going on? Is Lytle not flexible enough? Or
I listened to the first half hour of Hertha Base today on my way to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they said something about, I mean, I want to do an episode on the, I want to, I, from the beginning, I wanted to do an episode on the roster soon. And they were talking about how wise or unwise it was to get Seguin when you had enough central midfielders and not getting any players for the left, Schiene, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The left wing, yeah.
That's not the wing. It's more like the, you know, the Schiene means that the players are in light system and the three back system, they have to do lots of running, have lots of jobs. And we don't have, right now we have Deo playing that.
Yeah.
Who would be better on the six, or who would be better to be on the right hand side to help or to get into competition with Aichi, because he is not a left winger and he's missing. I mean, maybe Deo is also a good example because he does very well. I think we could use him for not a holding six, but the destroying six in some way. And on the left, he's lacking some, I don't know. He's not able, we need somebody who goes all the way to the baseline and then somehow puts the ball into the middle to one of our strikers, which we really don't have. And the other only player we have is Winkler, who is not, why is Simon smiling so much?
It sounds pretty bleak. That's why I'm just thinking, oh my God.
He's thinking of his new retired status. And, oh, I don't have to deal with this shit anymore.
Hasn't it been like 2 years since you retired?
No, was about 18 months, I suppose. Something like that. So it's been a little while. So
almost.
Yeah.
Enos is high.
Nudging up towards it. Next February. So there we go.
Yeah. Retired. Maybe we should all retire. Pick a new club.
I think the Hertha players already have, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. They are on the beach. They are on the beach.
I was just waiting for that. It was low-hanging fruit, but I liked it. It had to be said.
I'll take the cheap shots. I don't care.
Yes. So does that mean that Lytle basically didn't recognize the talent, air quotes, he had on his roster, or has it been crippled by injuries completely?
I mean, we're only missing. Oh,
oh, Simon, you have to leave us.
Yeah, a very non-technical break here. I'm going to have to bail. So nice all seeing right, you, well, albeit briefly, guys.
Leave the window open.
And then,
nice hearing from you.
next time, mate. All right.
Good I'll to just, see you.
I'm retired. Yeah. Heard of a retire. I'm out.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Uh-oh. Oh. Yeah. Oof.
What has two thumbs and doesn't give a fuck anymore? Simon.
This guy.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Aww.
Who can blame him, you know?
True.
But, no, yeah. I felt that, I don't know if Elsersberg was the last straw, but, you know, and the international break, there is nothing going on except, you know, time to bitch about the coach, about the manager. So I don't think he's going to have a lot of fun during this break.
Yeah, I mean, probably not. Then again, I don't know. I mean, yes, there are a lot of injuries. And I mean, it is sad that he wanted some more players and transfers, but that didn't happen. Okay. I'm not sure how true that is, but like, of course, if it is true, and you like, I don't know, you go and you like name your system and you name what you need for it and then don't entirely get it, that of course makes it more complicated. But I also think that like, if you are dedicated to the job you have and you want to do it as well as possible, that you then have to look at what you've actually got and what you can do with that and adapt. And right now, Leitl feels stubborn to me. Like against Elversberg, those first 10, 15 minutes of the second half after he switched it up, that was visibly better and like the best like 12 minutes in that match, which doesn't say a lot because it was a shit match, let's be honest. But like, it was like, oh no, if players play on the position they're like supposed to play at or feel best at, they're actually better. What a surprise.
Yeah, quite a concept. Like, quite the concept.
So I don't know. I have like the tiniest bit of hope that he saw it too and changed something up now, but it's tiny.
Yes. So, okay. So we can move on to news if we want. No, Jan, what's going on?
I'm not sure. I'm looking at the youth teams if there's anybody we could use.
Okay. Joel, what you were going
to
say?
Yeah, so I wanted to even just ask more about the attendance. Like, why? Like, because they said lowest attendance in 2 years?
In like 20 months, I believe, something like that, yeah.
It's a Friday night. It's a summer vacation. Most Friday nights, the families from Brandenburg don't come because they don't get home in time for the kids
to
get to bed. And Elversberg.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can see there.
Elversberg has like 8,000 inhabitants.
Yeah.
So,
The away block was almost empty.
Yeah. Thank you for showing up, the 12 of you.
But no, it's 300 people. And 300 people, if you convert it to the size of the city, is really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The percentage percentage is crazy. True. Like 300 of 7,000, that's insane. Like,
Okay. That's fair.
But like,
yeah, that's true.
Okay. I mean, damn, because I don't know. It's just like, I mean, the first few things you listed off just sound like pros. Like Friday night, summer vacation. I'm like, keep cooking. Like,
people on holiday.
Know, like, how are these?
But you can feel that like holiday home games with just people actually on holiday, you feel the difference. Like, normally, not that drastically. I believe it obviously is a bad start, and Elversberg, like, both.
Didn't help,
played a role, definitely. But yeah, I would say no reason to worry yet. Like, I'm pretty sure the next home game is going to be better attended. Like, Paderborn isn't the most exciting opponent either. But I would make my guess we are back at, like, I don't know, 45 or something like that, at least.
Yeah, okay. Just a real, like, end of hall. Like, yeah, I mean, like, it is a long weekend. And, like, cause even here, right, people go away generally for the long weekend, not stay in town, right, in that sense, so...
True.
But no, I was just sort of curious. I'm like, is, you know, like lowest dip in 2 years. Is there anything, is there anything more to add, or, you know what I mean?
But
like,
if you just add 5,000 people, probably then you're way better off. I mean, so I don't know how many away fans Paderborn really has.
All right, good question.
I've seen them a lot live for whatever. Like, I don't know. They're just often the team that we're playing when I'm in town.
How did it go?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, yeah, we can move on to news.
Yes.
Konstantin Heide from Unteraching.
Yes.
So that's a goalkeeper, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, we have Ernst to bail us out. So, you know, Jesus, that's not a very viable plan long term, I don't think. Especially since probably, you know, either some club in Saudi or Bayern is going to buy him up for like 50 million in a couple of years. Okay, I just jinxed it, I guess.
Oh, what's the Liverpool goalkeeper?
Alisson Becker.
Wasn't he the highest goalkeeper transfer ever?
I believe he has been surpassed
at that point.
By now,
he probably was, but yeah, by now probably someone else.
Yeah,
Sascha Burchard.
I don't think so. I'm afraid.
Well, I mean, that turned out to be a great investment in Liverpool's case.
Yeah,
but yes, and they got Van Dijk the same window as well. You know, Alisson and Van Dijk. You know. Whoosh,
anyway. Yeah. Speaking of shitty investments, we paid a couple of million for who's our goalkeeper who came from Freiburg?
Not Schwolo.
Schwolo.
Schwolo? Yeah, Schwolo. Yeah.
I think we paid like 8 million for him or something like that.
Oof.
Well,
we could go on.
We could go on for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
Also, yes. Also, Smash to a second division club in Denmark, I think.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't pronounce the name, so I left it up.
No, yeah, it starts with an H, I think. Isn't it Ozens or something?
Yeah, makes sense.
Or something like
not
that.
Good.
Well, thanks. Sometimes I have good brain signals.
I have good brain.
Yes, I have a good brain. But I guess, yeah, I guess he didn't see playing time for his future here.
But he was never hired to have playing time. He was explicitly hired to just be the fourth goalkeeper in practice. And since they got Heide, maybe Rebecca can tell us something about Heide, yeah, okay, because she watches all the sports and I only watch Hertha.
Wasn't he like a possible backup, a number two at some point, Schmash? Or am I misremembering?
He played two matches because everybody else was out.
Okay.
I don't know, in the long time injury that Gersbeck had, promote him to number two for a while? But like, I believe it was more like circumstance than him actually like working his way up in the pecking order. Like,
okay.
But he's a great guy. We all love him.
Well, sure. And I hope he does well in Denmark, you know?
Yeah. Hertha said that they had said that it's... there's ever a chance for him to get more playing time under pro in some at some pro club, he would be able to leave.
Okay.
Which he did.
Okay.
And it makes sense because now you have Ernst.
Yeah,
maybe Gersbeck. Gola might come back. You have Heide, and then you have I forgot his name. The under 19th goalkeeper. Something Turkish. He was in training camp.
Okay.
Yeah. True.
Burak Özkanli. See?
Okay. Nice. Okay, so yeah. Next up we have Görlich press conference.
Oh yes.
Oh, what, okay.
What did Joel say about the metaphor? Metaphor?
You said that there was a technical problem and that there was so much white noise and you couldn't understand much.
Yeah.
And I just said, isn't that just a metaphor for the old lady?
Yes.
And they also had a power outage and then the sound got bad. So I stopped watching because I couldn't hear anything. I just read the articles, and I think it's better if I don't comment because you don't want to jinx anything.
Come on, jinx away.
I like him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. He has a very interesting, I couldn't find a proper CV for him. I didn't want to go on LinkedIn because
no, fuck LinkedIn. It sucks.
And, yo, LinkedIn's the worst. It's just a massive circle jerk.
Yes. How to the boost your jerk synergy or like you know, some horse shit like that. Yes.
And everything's written by AI anyway.
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
So.
Wasn't everything?
He has an MBA.
Dead internet theory, you know?
Joel isn't actually here. We're using generative AI. Okay, he has an MBA. He has a coaching license at the highest level. MBA, this, that. He studied pedagogy. So in Germany, I don't know if Erziehungswissenschaften is the same thing as pedagogy, but it would be the closest thing to it. He worked in a hospital, was his last job, right? As an administrator?
Like in the business side of the medical field somehow. Yeah.
Okay. Like administration?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a logistics kind of thing?
And he used to, he was at Hoffenheim for quite some time, where they really, I also read that he, I was Googling on my way home, and he set up a company within Hoffenheim that does more research. Oh, of course, he's also, he also studied sports. So he's a sports scientist, basically.
Yeah, I am.
In German, it's called Sportwissenschaft. I don't know.
A sports scientist, that seems to be very broad. Like, you know, very
sports, so he has a degree in sports. He's a sports master.
He's a sports master. Okay. Okay, sure. You're hired. Right. Welcome on board.
Sports master.
Exactly.
I am the chess master. Remember that? Chess master? Oof.
The only song I remember with something resembling that is... it was a shitty song that I hated. Here comes the odd stepper. Yeah, it's dog shit. But you reminded me, not you, but like what you said reminded me of that shitty song. So yeah.
We used to hang out at my, on vacation, we'd go to my friend's father's house. The father who said to the mother, you know, the kids are in school now. I'm out of here. And then he lived by himself in the country. And his day job was he worked at a distillery.
Mm.
So he would make schnapps all day. And then he would come home and do art. And he was big into drugs. He told us all the stories. And he had a roommate who was 20-something, also very crazy. And we had a computer with only two games. We had Atreides, Dune. Dune 2. We had Dune 2.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, which is kind of like the old one. Like
the old one, but it's already the same kind of engine like Command and Conquer.
Yeah, like RTS. It's like a real time strategy. I've played that one.
Nice.
And the other game we had was the Chessmaster 2000.
Okay.
And then we did a jam session. That's what we sang for half an hour. I am the Chessmaster. Sorry. Back on topic.
I know how to play, but I suck at chess. I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like a pigeon.
Confession for Wes. Yeah. Fuck this. You flip the board and you walk away.
Yeah.
Sports
Tangent City.
Sports scientist.
Still don't know what that means, but okay.
Sports science.
Yeah, but like the fact that you keep repeating it doesn't make it any clearer, you know? Oh, God. Okay. Next up, we have Peter Pekarik in Under 23.
Yeah.
Yeah. The legend is back.
Mm-hmm.
that is, yes, that was a surprise out of nowhere, and also a surprise that they haven't really communicated in any way yet, except for one line of text in like a Blue Sky post. And that's the statement so far.
Was it like just a shitty picture and, okay, he's back. Yeah. Contract.
It's like, I don't know. It was like they posted like the starting 11 for the match of the under 23 team. And like, I read the name Pekarek and I was like, huh, that's funny. What a coincidence. Or like, I don't know. Did we like sign his cousin or his nephew or something like that? And then I read the text and there was this one line like, Pecky is back with the under 23. And I was, oh, that's great. Do you have any more information for me? Like,
nope. No more.
That is all.
Yeah. Wow. How old is he now anyway?
37, I think.
Okay. Huh.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, I mean, shit, why not? That's all I have. That's my... analysis on the topic.
Yeah, I mean, I think they like to have like an older player on the squad, and if I'm
as a mentor, yeah.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, then Enes Benhatira is injured, I believe, who did play that role. Yeah. So maybe it's because of that.
Pekka is 38, but he's still on the national team of Slovakia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ooh.
Modric, it was the same for Modric with Croatia, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But he's been looking 40 for the last 20 years.
Doesn't matter, as long as you can play.
Apparently, Pekka also has a job at the academy.
Oh, okay.
That they didn't say that. They said it's already agreed upon, but now nobody said anything. So, communication.
Jeez, yeah, I mean, is it like, are they running a drug ring or something? You know?
Yeah. A terrorist cell? Like, we're not allowed to know about each other, like, you know? Like.
Yeah, exactly. It's all need to know, you know?
Maybe they're smoking weed in the morning. They're like, oh, you know what? Oh, let's do it later.
Yes. All right. Next up, new inclusive game Click for All available now. Click for All available now. Yeah. So, what's that?
It's a barrier-free, inclusive online game.
Okay.
That Hertha started, and our former women's stadium announcer is in it, and that's all I know.
Are you making that up as you go?
No.
Okay. You seem really unsure about, like, is it making sense what I'm saying?
The thing is, I don't know anything about the game because I haven't had time. I went to the presentation, but with my daughter, so I was basically child-rearing all day. And I just know she got a hip back, so she got a back for free.
Okay.
That's nice.
And there's a kind of famous Hertha fan, Tony. Rebecca, do you know Tony?
I know a Tony, so if it's him, then yeah.
But yeah, like, yeah. But she wears like, number 37.
But
he
like,
plays every week.
Well, I mean, true. That is.
Tony is disabled. Just
well, as I'm saying, he wears number 37.
Jesus, I hope
he's
you never
playing every week. Come on, that's
Tony.
Funny. That's tasteless, but it's funny.
Meinen Kollegen.
What's that, Jan?
I'm just taking Tony Leist and I'm distancing myself from all of you.
No, we like Leisner. I mean, I like Leisner. He's a good guy.
You have a heart for Greg because you have the same haircut.
Yeah, you know, that's a start. You got to start somewhere. Boom. Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
Yeah. One more.
Yeah. I just wanted to highlight some good things about Hertha. So I put that in there.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
I'm going to put the link in the show notes and then maybe next time we can talk about it.
Okay, sure. No problem. Okay, next up. second round.
I said, fuck you, Jan. I heard it.
That's not true. Okay. Next time we have second round DFB Pokal at home against Helversberg again.
Let Rebecca take this one.
And again.
Jesus. Okay, so I'm saying October 28th. Isn't it 26th? Oh, no, you're right. It's 28th. Yeah, sorry, my bad.
I was looking it up on my way home, and it said...
That's the due date of my daughter.
You have to make a decision.
I mean, probably one nice thing is going to happen that day then, so...
And we hope so. Yeah, because if it's nothing but bad news that day, Jesus.
Yeah. Due dates for the first child are just whatever. I don't know any firstborn kid that comes on the date, either way early or way late.
Well, yeah, it doesn't seem to be a quite exact science.
No, yeah, it's not. Exactly. It's not. Due dates aren't...
it's not sports.
Well, science. I mean, but although, you know, like a lot of, you know, it happens more often too, a lot of more planned inductions, C-sections, other stuff too, but...
Yeah, that's true.
But we're not expecting a day of there. Hopefully I'll still watch us lose or
Well, yeah, hopefully that goes well enough that you can afford to watch the match, you know.
Yeah, there we go. That's all I can hope.
He's in the delivery room with his cell phone. Oh, okay. What's that, honey? Okay, sorry, I'm watching this game.
Yeah.
I'm not yelling at you, I'm yelling at them.
Yeah,
well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's go.
Will you come out already with the ball out of our defensive zone, I mean?
Push harder.
Yes. Come on, kick it. No, not you. Not you, doctor. Okay. Yes. You see all the fun you're missing out on, Simon?
Yeah.
Like he's going to listen. You have to read the perfect our record against them.
Oh, yeah. One win, 4 losses in 5 matches. Ooh. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That one game was the game where Niederlechner had, like, everything he touched that day went in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that match.
I think the first goal was very, like, deflected like crazy. He shot to the left and went all the way to the right because, I don't know.
Well... Okay, moving on. New documentary, Frauen, with a YouTube link. Okay, tell us more about this.
It's a 15-minute documentary on the women's... I think it's basically just their training camp.
Yeah, preseason.
So that's why it's so short.
Okay.
And they show a bit of the... they had a friendly at the Saisoneröffnung.
Yeah.
Which they lost to Dortmund 3-0, which is okay. Yeah. And I think it ends... At some point, somewhere, but it's really nice and nothing. I'm just happy that Hertha pivoted from, okay, we can't do the documentary for the men's team anymore due to stupid DFL fucking reasons. So I'm happy they listened to me because that was the comment I made on their YouTube.
Ooh, you are the reason.
Call me the brain.
Mr. Big Brain over there.
Sometimes pinky, sometimes brain.
Well, okay. But okay, so 15 minutes, like, is it interesting? Is it fun? Is it like, or is it like, you know, just a feeling, not behind the scenes, but, you know, like, you know, without running commentary, you just see what's going on and nothing else, or...
Did you see it, Rebecca?
Patrick's asking because he'll never watch it.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point, but like, are there subtitles, for example?
No, I was wondering. But YouTube might auto-generate now.
Yeah.
Like but, with some, not be great there, but I mean, 15
you
minutes
get the gist
is,
of it. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's not much to... I'm wondering how they even got the 15 minutes. Because I wouldn't have any material. So
Yeah. It's also, I believe what's like, it's not Dennis and like his team or the team we're used to making it. It's kind of the like photo, video guy from the women's team. he was there on Sunday. I've forgotten his name. I apologize
Toby?
For that. Like, yes, yes. Like they have their own guy, but it's literally in that case pretty much just him, I believe.
Okay.
But he
oh yeah.
But Toby also shot parts of the men's documentary.
Oh, okay.
I think he's just the guy who goes to all the women's games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like he's got a real good. He's really close with the team.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very cute. I think. Did you go to the away match?
Which.
The last
first
one?
Yeah, against Türkiye-Spor, the first of the season. Yeah, I was there, yeah.
I think they sang happy birthday for him.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That was pretty cute. Yeah. But yeah, so I think, I don't know, I suppose like the next episodes when the season is actually going on might turn out a bit longer, but I don't think it's going to turn out like hour-long episodes like for the men team because I believe like it is less like men resources than for the men's documentary. I would
also
assume
think that you don't know how many people are really interested in watching that. So maybe
yeah.
that's why they went for the little one. But one thing I really I like the coach from the first few games I watched because he's constantly talking.
Yeah.
And
that was so funny on Sunday. I have to say it.
Especially in contrast to Manuel Meister, who never said anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
But it's really cute, and especially when they score the goal. Remember that scene where they were all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cute. So, yeah. I have a good feeling about the women's season.
We might see a promotion after all, guys.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Nice.
We might.
Now you're jumping wow. ahead of our questions.
Just a teaser. Just a teaser.
All right.
Yeah,
there you okay. go. Okay. Next up we have, well, that sounds like an internal note, but maybe go into why the original club documentary had to be discontinued. So
why are you reading it out there, Matt?
Huh?
Let's maybe go into that.
Yeah. Why don't we go into
maybe.
That? Yes.
Yeah, because DFL is shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, great. Thank you.
I mean, if we had done what they wanted, we would have an investor now, and we only have to look as far as France to see how shitty that would have been.
Yeah.
Aren't they broke there? Something happened there.
I believe like. Before this season or last season, there was like huge drama about the TV rights, I believe, because no one wanted to buy the TV rights for the money they were expecting. But that expected money had like already been taken into consideration with the clubs and then
already been spent.
That like nearly bankrupted like six league on clubs or something like that. So
yes.
Completely crazy because they then had to sell like under the expected value they had in their mind. And yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think they got half the money they wanted or even less.
Something like that, yeah.
Don't be like France.
All right. Okay, more news. See Signal. So let's see Signal.
Can you not read anything out of the red?
Why? Yeah, you know, I'm doing a bit. You know, this is chaos night, so fuck, let's go. Okay, so yeah, new academy heads. We have someone named Müller who came from Darmstadt earlier, was at DFB and assistant at Meppen and Darmstadt. Sasan Guhari once was an academy player, but I cannot find him on Transfermarkt. Okay.
He's officially unemployed on Transfermarkt, so.
Okay. He has been at the club since 2022. Okay.
And he was one of the 4,000 vice chairs because there were like four or six. Mm. There was something. I mean, you know that Zecke did some.
Yeah.
How do I say that?
Cronies.
Yeah, it was all a bit. Yeah.
Well, Joel, do you remember that diagram that the Oilers had a few years ago. They had like six former players were like senior advisor to the advising advisor or something. It was absolute bullshit. I was like,
yeah.
What the fuck is this? Yeah. Oh, God. Yes. That was quite funny, but yes. That reminded me of that. So yeah, let's say Zecker had his, not colleagues, not acolytes, disciples, no.
You're going worse.
Yeah, exactly, worse and worse.
Lovers? Paramours?
This is me, like, you know that Seinfeld gif? Like, he's like... putting his hands up and walking away from the theater. I'm not getting involved in this. But
speaking of which,
yes,
my only prompt to Moritz was to make it sound like Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
For the intro, that's why it's a bass is doing the melody.
Okay. I think the intro for ETF is closer to Seinfeld than ours, but that's okay. I like ours. I mean, honestly, full disclosure, at first I wasn't sure, but after a couple of times, I don't know, it became quite catchy in my mind. So no, I like it. Just my opinion.
It's just like your opinion, man.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Is that it for Signal News? I think so.
See, that's how you do when you want to give a movie reference that everybody gets, Patrick.
Okay, so I'm writing it down. I'll remember for next time. Okay, so yeah, next up. Okay, other stuff. Subs. Any plan behind that? Why not all five?
Oh, that was my question from the weekend. I just wrote down when I was on my way home.
Okay. Well, I remember last episode asking if the in-game substitutions have been working so far. We agreed on no, except last match against Helvesberg for about 10-15 minutes, as you mentioned earlier, Rebecca.
Yeah. Also, I'm not sure if it like was the guys coming on or if it was just the fact that other guys could move to their meant position.
Yeah. So that's true.
Could be both of those things.
Or maybe Elvesberg just thought, let's, you know, step off the gas a little bit. Just give them the idea that they are back into the match and then finish them off, you know?
But you have to read the questions like Spontaneous Pro. So it goes, subs, any plan behind that? Why not all five? Players injured, so what? Youth players? Why not?
Is this Thank masterpiece you. Theater? This should have been a video podcast. I know Jan
time.
Getting all
next
the
time.
Like, you know, going all Laurence Olivier on us, you know, inspiring.
Okay. That is like what is theater? The Tony Award is incoming. I believe it's the Tonys for theater, right? So,
musical.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I always clock them just as musical, but yeah, you're right. It's theater as well.
Yes. Okay. But no, it's a good question. Youth players, why not? And actually, that... Okay, I'll talk about it now, I guess. I saw something from Mark Schwitzky on Blue Sky, and I couldn't find the exact tweet, air quotes, before recording, but he said something to the effect that Lytle has never been a big fan of playing young players. And if the club knew that before hiring him, that seemed like a misstep.
But didn't they? But I think they explicitly said when they introduced him on the press conference that he would also be about young players. I just heard from Hannover that he didn't play many young players.
Okay.
And he didn't play much. Mm. But then at Fürth, okay, he always played people like, what was his name? The one who's injured? Ziguin, the fake French guy. And who's the number 10? Oh, you know?
At Fürth?
Yeah.
No idea. No
years.
Idea. I'm sorry, Fürth.
Like, are we Wikipedia or all of the other?
I'm okay. Sorry. No idea.
I'll ask Joel ChatGPT. Please tell me, something. I mean, he has some players that he relies on, but there were also some younger players that got better under him. I don't know any names because I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, but he keeps saying that he doesn't want to put players in situations where it might be too harsh on them. But then on the other hand,
have to at some point.
But then on the other hand, at this one press conference, he kept talking about, you know, I put in Kenneth Eichhorn. I put him in. See how cool I am. Hey, what's up, fellow kids?
Who's got two thumbs and is about to get fired?
No, <This guy. laughs>
No. Hopefully not. But
we fired everybody that we could have fired, right? Mm. Except for Maton.
Except for, I don't know, like the medical and fitness department.
Medical
if you want to open that box of Pandora. Yeah,
true.
But my hope is like with the new, the new sport director,
sportsmaster.
The new sportsmaster, true, with his like, medical background, even if it was like
sports wizard,
something like that he might actually look into that and restructure it. That's like a hope I have. So
yeah, he founded a company at Hoffenheim to do more research on the sporting side and sports medicine.
Injury update, Clemens Kolbe,
it's all the same.
Yes,
nothing
Brooks.
New.
Yeah, Brooks.
Hey,
Jesus.
Nothing new.
Yeah, nothing new, exactly. You mentioned ChatGPT a few seconds ago. Last episode, we talked about the most distance covered in a match.
I couldn't find it. I didn't have time.
Okay. Mr. Busy Man over there doesn't have time to follow up on the questions.
The dog ate my homework.
Okay.
Aw.
All right. Okay, next up, injury updates. See above, done. Next up, thank you. Shout out to Steve. Steve.
And everybody else. Who are the other
names? We have questions. Okay, next up, number 8 is XXX. So that's done. Moving on. Next up, we have questions. Questions. Do I keep reading or?
What?
Come on, man. Head in the game. Do I keep reading or do you want to read or?
You're reading anything anyway. Oh, I'm going to write some stuff in there you have to read out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fuck you, Patrick. Okay. Yeah. That's done. Okay. No. You didn't type that. Not yet, anyway. Yeah. Patrick, what are you? Come on, man.
Fuck's sake, man. You're
Patrick's
amateur.
Patrick's a pee-pee face. Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I expected that. So, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Joel is getting into the action. Or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Questions. While I'm never actively wanting to support someone getting sacked, at what point would Stefan Leitl's job be at risk at this current rate? Joey Carlett, Hertha Inters, and Journeyman Podcast. Thank you, Joey. Now, I think that's a valid question. Like, you know, how long can this go if there is no improvement?
I mean, we've paid transfer money for transfer.
Yes, money.
How do you call that? Ablöse.
Fee.
Fee. Yeah.
A transfer
sorry,
fee.
These hard words.
sorry.
I think we paid transfer fees for what's his face? Fjell.
$500,000, I think. Right.
And I think we all 400.
Okay.
And I think we also paid money for Leitl. So, I mean, what would happen if you let him go? You would have to pay him.
Yes.
You're still paying Fjell.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would have to pay for a third person.
Still paying Bobic.
No.
I said that just to see your reaction, just to watch your head explode.
I mean, yeah, I definitely still paying more than just Fjell, I would assume, from the last years.
But you're right, though. Who would be in a good position to... I heard Ten Hag is available now.
Mm.
Mourinho
is as well.
Oh, Mourinho, yes.
As Anna suggested on Blue Sky today.
Well, I mean, if you want to do it for the headlines, sure. That's a great idea. But, that would turn into such a circus.
I think Mourinho would come in, be a coach for 2 days, say, I can't. They're just too bad. I'm out.
To actually try and answer the question, Jan, you had a good point. Who would be available to replace him? So,
Jürgen Klinsmann.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, let's wait until Christmas at least, you know. Let's give him Hinrunde.
So soon, right? It's September 3rd today.
Yes.
Right? So, but I also get it, I'm not saying like, oh, wow, this is so blown out of proportion or anything like that. It's not. It feels this way to me as well.
Yes.
But then I also remind myself, okay, it's September 3rd. I guess we got to see a little more. So, yeah, like, I think when what you just said really resonated with me, like, you know, see till Christmas or we have really hard look and then and like, but if it's the last 4 or 5 matches that we've just played until Christmas, I mean, then we're done, like, we're cooked. Like, so too as well, so I don't know, like, I mean
international breaks are always tempting to as a time slot to fire the manager, so that's probably why, like, you know, the talk has been increasing.
But he worked last season. He worked well.
Yeah, when he came in. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I still don't know. I will never know. Nobody's ever going to know what happened.
No. I think it was last episode or the one before that? Like in his last 12 matches, only 3 losses or something? You know, that was a solid end of the season.
Yeah.
And it's baffling. But yes.
Welcome to Hertha.
Yes, exactly. Next up, we have, do you think we will see Hertha Frauen in the Zweite Bundesliga next season based off our good preseason performances and such strong opening in the league? 4-0 at Türkiye Spor, signed Türkiye Jack Gillies, the Edinburgh.
Ooh.
Hertha. What?
This is German, yeah. Man.
Him.
No, but
Edinburgh.
In French, it's Edinburgh.
Oh.
So I was on French gear for half a second before I switched.
You know that reel about the guy who's, hey, today I'm in Edinburgh. I'm in Edinburgh. It's Edinburgh, motherfucker.
I missed
or
that.
Or wanker. I'll look that up. I'll find it for you.
Okay. So yeah, Rebecca, you want to?
Yeah, I mean, I was at the game Sunday of...
Mm-hmm.
4-0 victory, so pretty good start. I thought they also looked good, like the way they played. Now, to be fair, Türkiye Spor, the last 2 seasons were like a lower mid-table team. I believe they finished like 7th and 8th or something like that. So
out of 6?
And out of 11, I believe.
Okay.
like with the ambitions of being promoted, it's a team you have to beat. But then again, we can see how that's going with a men's team right now. So just because you want to do something doesn't mean you're going to do it. And that looked really, really solid. On Saturday now, the first home game is going to be against Leipzig 2, against RB Leipzig. That's going to be like, I think, a greater like test for how the season's going to go, because Leipzig the last 2 seasons, just like us, was up there in the table. So, that's going to be the greater test. But good start. Good atmosphere as well, like nice support, nice little choreo, or tifo or whatever you want to call it. All around, Hertha can be fun. as long as the first men's team isn't playing.
Whoa. Let's not get carried away here. But yeah, you added some critical information at the end. Well, nicely done. Yep.
That's the one you're going to put on the reel.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. All right. Clickbait. So next up.
Rage bait.
Yes, rage bait, exactly. Yes.
But Leipzig also always shows up with a couple of first team players. So,
yeah.
But I think we beat them last year. But we lost to Türkümspor, or we only tied against them last season. Don't remember. But then we were missing the best player at the entire club, Hertha BSC, Elfie Wellhausen.
Mm.
Sit down, Fabi. Shut up.
Right. Next up, yes. What's
with his hair? What was that?
Oh, yeah. If we didn't even talk about this.
The rose, yeah.
Trying, something and mixing it up to, create a spark or something.
Trying to run faster.
Did you watch Boys in the Hood the night before?
Anyway, okay. Next up. Yes, what the fuck is going on with our club? Still fuming. Stay off topic. Thumbs up. Steve. Hello, Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on with our club? Yeah, it is a mystery.
I mean, the club is doing okay. It's just the men's team that's... Yep. I would second what Rebecca said a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a lot of stuff you can watch if you want to watch like Hertha be successful. Our over 40 team became like German champions. Like our beach soccer team played Champions League last season. I have no exact idea how successful our like boxers and keglers like... it's not exactly bowling, but I also don't know the English word right now.
Table tennis as well.
Yeah, but there is success to be found within Hertha BSC, but like not with a...
You have to dig deeper a little more.
Maybe the men's team is cursed.
Mm.
Maybe.
Maybe Cunha did something.
Why him?
Because he did this, like, remember?
Yeah.
This a Düsseldorf game? Ah,
mm-hmm.
That's one of the best sports pictures of the entire Hertha universe.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have, we don't know from whom.
Did we answer the question before?
What the fuck is going on with our club? Yeah, I think we have.
Who's answering that?
Well, yeah, but
the unanswerable.
If we knew... We would be on our way to fixing it, maybe.
The next two questions are both from Anna. That's why I just put her name to the end.
Okay. I didn't know. Good. I like Lytle and wanted him over Fiel last season. We all appreciated his pragmatism when he took over, solutions to problem, etc. Where is that gone and where is this new stubbornness come from? If thousands of fans can see what doesn't work, why can't a guy with a UEFA A license see it? The stubbornness is a good point. Because I think, like, when things go bad, most people, probably not only coaches, but most people, they go back to what they know best. And, like, if that system has worked in the past, they're going to stick to it no matter what, you know? If they're going to get fired, they're going to get fired doing what they do on their own terms, you know, or something like that.
That's what Fiel made the mistake. He compromised his... I mean, his system was too complicated in the first place. But then later he tried to, the German verb verschlimmbessern was, he tried to, he tried to make amends, but it made it worse, you know? Yeah.
Yes. That's a good point. If thousands of fans can see what doesn't work, we've talked about this, you know, some players playing out of position.
Some players not playing.
Yeah, exactly. Others players not playing at all.
I was referring to Marton, not grinning.
Oh, I thought you were talking about grinning.
Yeah, I'm trying to get off my... I mean, he played at halftime, so...
You stopped stalking him for to start with?
Oh, no, we're still talking.
Okay. He's still, doing serenades to his window after matches or something. I don't know.
I don't know where he lives yet.
Nice.
But you know, once when Arne Friedrich was still like sporting director at Hertha, he posted a story, and Saskia and I, we really we tried to triangulate where he lives, and I'm pretty sure I found the house because we looked at trees and sun and everything.
Jeez. Oh my god,
you psycho!
Why?
So where was it?
Near Großer Stern.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple of new buildings near where KPMG is, where I used to work. That's why I knew the houses. And then we just looked at foliage, you know, stuff like that, normal stuff. Nothing crazy. Nothing psycho.
Crazy, yeah.
Completely normal, yeah.
Yeah.
Then I went through his trash and everything, you know.
Yeah, completely normal stalker behavior.
But they told me the restraining order is only going to for one more year, and then I'm free.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. To add to that, Martin Dardai is clearly in such poor form that leaving him out would be the best option, best capital letters.
How can she say that?
Yet Leitl refused and waited 45 minutes against Helversberg to do the one thing nearly everyone, in capital letters, suggested. Revert to a back four? Why? Where has his resourcefulness gone? From Anna. Thank you, Anna.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Tough.
Valid points.
Also, we're missing Gechter for the next... It's only one game, right? If it's a
it was a second yellow. So yeah.
I forgot about the second yellow and that we played with one man down because everything else was so shit that it didn't really matter.
Yeah, we didn't even notice. You know,
I did forget about that. That's right.
Yes. True. Yeah, he's out for next game. Yeah.
Clickforall.de.
Mm-hmm. Alin. That's.
I just found it on my. I have to clean my desk.
If you want. You can take a picture of it, and we can add it to the Instagram post. Or
I added the link to the show notes already.
Okay, so that's all they're gonna get. Okay,
next level shit. You know what? I'm gonna open up a Twitch account. I'm gonna play it on Twitch.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Okay, so do you want to open a MySpace page while you're at it?
I mean, Twitch is still going.
Or GeoCities?
No, but flip. Twitch is still up.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like I, it feels like I'm not hearing about it as much anymore.
How's your Tumblr account doing?
Patrick.org. Thank you.
No changes because it never existed.
You still have your website?
Me? No.
No. The Europatrick thing is gone.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. But I don't really use it anymore. But it's still there.
Websites.
Mm.
Oh no. Look at us.
Okay. Anyway, next up, can you elaborate on Jan's proposal to use 12 players? Sign Moritz.
I officially ban Moritz for life from this podcast.
Yeah, Moritz who is flirting with a lifetime ban.
With a lifetime ban.
Well, considering how we've been playing, 12 players. May or may not be an improvement.
Didn't Rebecca answer that question?
Yeah. They're going to clone Martin Dardai and play two of them. That's what they're going to do.
12 of him. 12
yes,
of him.
12 or... Jesus.
Oh, no.
That is...
It's like a horror movie.
Yes. Mm. Okay, so... Yes, so next up. With such a long injury list for basically the whole last season and the start of this season, do you think we have been incredibly unlucky, or do you think there's more to it, such as the medical team being out of touch? Sign Drew Alexander Bell. Thank you, Drew.
I like this question because it goes into who we fired or not. Well, the medical staff has been saying, not anymore, according to Drew Alexander Bell.
No one gives a shit. And I know this is not an Arsenal podcast, but Arsenal has had the same problem for a couple seasons now. And I don't know, like it could be something as weird as like the training surface or something. The training pitch might be too weird. Or maybe the schedules are not right, or like they are working then too hard, or not hard enough. It's like it's voodoo at this point, you know?
but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what, the ribs where you fell on a boot, like, or you know, or
yeah,
for some, so there's some of it is just like, wow, like, wow, what?
Only to Erta that could happen. Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Yeah,
like Jesus. So yeah,
but I do remember what it was last season though. We weren't like, yeah, there were a lot of players getting injured in training, even in particular. Like they weren't even just getting injured playing. It was like during training, they would get injured too. So I mean that, yeah, I don't know. Well, what's isn't Buddy? Well, what have we need our sports scientist there?
sports wizard to the
our
rescue.
Sports wizard or sports Jedi to
sports master.
Sports master, yes.
I mean the thing is, that's one of the hopes I have is that Göring
Göring did something else back there.
Still.
Don't hope for Göring. Like, don't do that.
I think he's going to look at that pretty hard. The thing is, I mean, Rebecca, how long has Kuchno been at Hertha? I mean, he was gone for a little bit. But
he was gone in...
But not for long.
I don't know how long he was gone, but I believe I have, I don't know, 2017 is in my head. Is he back since 2017 or maybe he left in 2017 and then
returned? You went to Gelsenkirchen at some point, right?
Yeah.
And I think that Klinsmann kicked him out as well, right? I'm not sure.
I don't know that.
I mean, Kuchno has been in charge of Hertha's fitness for quite some time.
Yeah,
I mean, I would look into are they training according to the newest sports mastery findings? Are they maybe get somebody else? And I would also I'm not too fond of our goalkeeper's trainer.
Why?
Because if you look at the clubs he was at, nobody has something good to say about him. He was in charge of Cologne's goalkeepers when... Oh, what's the guy's name? The goalkeeper of Cologne was the best young goalkeeper in all of Germany, and now he plays for Bochum or something like that.
Hmm.
Like, the thing is, he might be an okay coach, but he's not up to par on the newest... people say that the way he lets them practice is just very, very obsolete and old. There's okay. Certain things he doesn't even... And yeah, I think we had a good one with... what's his face? The Hungarian had to leave because he said something bad about gay people.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yes.
Scholt Petri.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And then at some point we had... I think, did we have Köpke when Klinsmann was here? Andy Köpke?
That rings a bell. Yeah.
And then Köpke had to go to with the national team somewhere. And then we had Ilya, I forgot his last name. He is the one of the goalkeeper coaches in the academy. He's really, really good.
Okay.
Ilya. Yeah. Maybe look into that. And then we should look into the whole medical department. I mean, is the old guy, what's the old doctor's name?
Mm-hmm. Schleicher.
I think Schleicher's son has now taken over.
What? What are you, medical king over here? What is this?
Nepotism FC.
but is it in the medical field or is it because, yeah, I've heard the son is working like for Hertha now too, but is it also in the medical field?
I saw him on the pitch.
Okay, then it is. Side. Then it is.
Might
then
be wrong.
It is, yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, medical monarchy at Hertha, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Okay. So on this happy note, I think that covers everything.
Oh, I just went to Transfermarkt to look at... the best players. I tried to look for the staff, and the saddest thing, it says top goal scorer Sebastian Gröning, central striker, one goal. Top assist Martin Winkler, one assist.
Whoa. Well, at least it was from open play since there was an assist. You know, it could have been on a penalty kick without an assist. So, you know, got to take the positive where you can. Okay, so yeah, what else can we say?
I don't know.
Beat Hanover?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know.
So, yeah.
Do you have any hope for that game?
Sure.
I mean, I don't.
Well, I mean, do we have
hope?
Like right now, do we have any players on international duty? Do we need to worry about more injuries? Is my question.
I think wasn't one of the boys was called up for Germany's under-21, I believe, Gechter or Winkler.
Probably more Gechter than Winkler because.
Yeah, probably. So he's gone, so to say. Apart from that, I don't know.
I looked up the medical staff, and we have a Dr. Klaus Ney, who's 76 years old.
Okay.
Then we have Ewan Park, who's 48. He's been at Hertha for 13 years. And since July 2024, we have Moritz Schleicher, the son of whatever the other Schleicher was called, and he's 32. And then we have the usual physical therapist people. And we also have an osteopath. I don't know how to say that in English.
Osteopath?
Yeah.
Same.
Exactly. Osteopath. That's what we have.
All right. Okay, so yeah, that's it for us, I guess.
Ilja Hofstedt was the other guy. Ilja Hofstedt.
Okay.
Was the good goalkeeper. Coach.
All right. Next episode would be after Hanover, I guess?
No, next week.
Okay.
We have to talk about the roster.
There's a friendly to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They have a test match against Hertha Zehlendorf on Friday or something like that.
And
so
and
be prepared for some more injuries. Someone is going to get hurt in that game, obviously. Like.
Oh, they're going to lose it 4-0. And Zehlendorf played Hertha 2 last weekend, and they drew 1-1, I guess.
Mm.
So, yeah. I still think $10 for a friendly is too much.
Yeah, you mentioned that. It's
Who knows?
Well,
not me. Oh, look at the time.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Yes. Ah, okay. So,
what do you think we've been trying to do here?
Whistle.
Why? Yeah.
Exactly.
It's you.
You.
All right.
You.
So, okay. So, yeah. Thank you, guys. And until then, ROA.
RBSA. Oh, this cheers. Is getting worse thank and you. Worse and worse. Yes.
Bye bye.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dimension Football Podcast.